Check, 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 check. Check, 1, 2. Oh, yeah. Check, 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 check. Oh, yeah. Welcome to another episode of the Alski Show. Don't mind my dog barking in the background. I would like to thank Demo TPA for such a lengthy, fabulous fucking interview. If you missed it, make sure you tune in each and every Sunday at Anchor FM, the Alski Show. All right, all right. Special shout out to Stickified, Gallery 448, Fan 561, Nonstop Pins. And a special thanks to Nasty Nilo for the dope care pack. That Hot Wheels is the shit, man. That's what's up. People, people, I accept any type of donations, giveaways, whatever you want to send. Go to www.outthecrash.com. Check for my P.O. Box 676. Blah, 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 blah. Shoot me a DM. Let me know. I mean, if you want me to give something away. Any sponsors that want to donate, it's all welcome. Remember, support those that support you. I want to shout out 76 Air 88, my brother New OTC, Greasy J, Marcha Aran, Super Dick. Hey, Super Dick, I'm selling my kangaroo. All right, shout out to BK Mike, Toast New York, Scotty Rock, the brother Dem, Rush EGM, to the brother Rusto Racker, Atomico, my brother Just, world famous crew, and In the Cut, New York City. I hope you people could hear me because I can't hear myself too well on these fucking earphones. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Time for a new system. All right, I got a treat from the FLA. All right, let's see, let's see, let's see. Hopefully we could hear him. Oh, shit. I don't think we're going to be able to hear him too good. What's good, what's good? Mr. Verse 004 Connect. Can you hear me? Oh, I don't think you could hear me. Hold on, we're gonna try something else. Hold on. Hold on, hold on. This is not a good fucking thing. Hello, hello? Hello, hello. Hello? Hello. Ah, shit. Let's try one more time. Definitely time for a new fucking setup here. Unbelievable. Alright, I don't hear anything. Hello. Oh, there we go. We're in business. Well, now that I blew the,
You have reached the voicemail box of 786344.
Oh, we can't give that out. All right, he's going to call me back. So anyway, it's Verse from 004 Connect. These fucking cables suck. Just, I guess we're going to shoot the shit while we wait for him to call me. Now, how fucking crazy is that? Well, it's already live. I already fucked up the audio and all that other shit. So, my dog was barking, but who gives a fuck? Anyway, nothing like a good raw and uncut real talk interview with my damn self right now. Hopefully he calls back or else, I don't know, maybe I'm going to have to scrap the beginning. What do you think? Nah, I ain't going to scrap it. Anyway, I'd like to thank everybody that listens to the show. Be sure to check us out each and every Sunday Maybe I should text him back. He did text me. Let's see. All right. He texted, call you back. All right. Now I'm going to text him back. Call me. All right. We taping. I can't multitask, let me tell you. That's too much dead air for me. Oh, there we go. Hello.
Nowski, what's good, my brother?
What's good? Wow, that was the longest delay I had on my show ever. Not bad. It's all right. That's why I like the raw and uncut shit, you see? Now, when you listen to your own interview, you're going to hear dead air and comments and whatever. The beginning, my dog's barking, and then the audio sounded like shit, and then I couldn't hear you. I switched over, and that's when I lost you. So,
it's awesome, my brother.
You know what? Yeah, it is all good. It's always good. How's things down in the Miami Heat over there?
Beautiful, my brother. Beautiful. Good as always, man.
I believe it. I got to get down there. Maybe in December. Definitely love to come through.
No, you're always welcome, man.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that very, very much. The paint doing well. How's everything going with the store?
Great, man. Great. We got the new shit out, the Evolve Elite, and it's fucking killing the game, man. The fucking paint is great. Everybody loves it, man.
Well, I used your old stuff. There was nothing wrong with that. I'm sure you got a shitload of more shades of colors.
Yeah, the old stuff, the stuff that you used it's my favorite, man. I love it. It's taking years, you know, working at it. My dog E is a mastermind at this shit, and he finally got it to where he wanted to make the paint in Europe now. And the shit is can bang with anybody. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Oh, I hear you. I mean, the prices were great. The paint was great. So I'm sure the new line, 004 Elite, is even better.
Well, it's Evolve Elite.
Evolve Elite. No more 004.
Yeah. No, 004 is forever. 004 is the crew and is the company. But the spray paint company is Evolve.
Okay, gotcha.
And then the new shit is Evolve Elite, which is the upper, better, the new shit, you know, with the latest shit we just came out with.
Well, for anyone down in the Miami area, just look it up, and store's great. I've been there, last time I was there was what, 3 years ago?
A couple of times ago, right? Yeah.
Well,
we got a new store.
Oh, you're not in the same spot. Oh, shout it out. Shout it out.
We're still in Wynwood, but, gentrification and motherfuckers with money coming to the hood, and we had to move, you know? It's all good. We got
really?
A new spot.
Wow.
Yeah, man, yeah.
We're going to put a spot there. Where are you located?
We're now on 594 Northwest 26th Street.
There you go.
Not right off of 95, you can see us. We're right by the Arcicola.
Oh, that was my favorite place. I still see Alski pictures popping up with people riding their bikes, models, cars.
Yeah.
But they're old pictures, obviously. That shit is, I highly doubt it's still there. But.
Yeah, a lot of toys go in there nowadays and just fuck shit up.
Yeah, it's all right. Everybody fucks shit up. I mean, what are you going to do?
It is.
Yeah, but. You know, I always appreciated the loyalty we had. You know, we exchanged a couple of items for your store, and the paint was great.
Yeah.
Came down.
You got your book.
It was fabulous. It really was. The hospitality was nice. I mean, you seemed a little bit busy at that time, and I understand.
Yeah, Basil's like our Super Bowl, man. That shit is crazy.
Oh, I don't blame you. You got to make that money.
Yeah. It's the time of the year when shit gets crazy. And I mean, I'll tell you what, man, we had a great run over there. The fucking, that store was like, we always used to say that it was like, where all the writers, you know, from all over the world came during Basel.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
It was dope, man. It was dope.
shit. I could name at least 20 people I saw walking in and out. There were a lot of people, I'm sure that I didn't know who they were, but I could literally count them. Not that I am, because then it's just going to take too long. But the atmosphere over there in December is fabulous. I mean, I fucking almost caught a heart attack in that RC Cola soda plant over there. It was so fucking hot. And we were just drinking water right out the cooler. You know, I mean, I'm not a beer drinker anymore. I used to drink plenty of that shit. But if you didn't have water, you were definitely dropping. Definitely dropping.
Yeah, no doubt.
How was it last December?
Well, last December, dog, I had a lot of a tragedy in my family, so I wasn't out there really.
Ooh, my condolences.
Yeah. So, thank you, my brother. So, I really wasn't out there, but I heard it was dope, you know. I came through probably for half an hour one day, and it was busy. It's not the same, though, man. Shit is different. The corporate companies and, you know, all the big brands have gotten in there, and it's different. It's not really about graffiti like it used to be, and it is. Yeah, man, it's a love-hate relationship with the shit, you know.
Yeah.
When it's gone, we're going to miss it. When it's gone, we're going to talk about it forever.
Well, we'll always talk about graffiti. We'll always talk about Miami as well. The problem is, I mean, you know, we enjoy the graffiti, vandalism, the legal part, but even more so the illegal part. And
exactly.
I know you enjoy the illegal part because, you know, you have spots. I mean, I went through Miami and I was like, damn, this motherfucker got nice spots. And Freights, you know, you and your partner over there, Meps, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, my brother Meps. Bad motherfucker.
Dude, I mean, you guys got some beautiful cars running. Colors are always fucking crisp. And we know you represent your paint line. But tell us a little something about the illegal side, you know, with the spots. I mean, you're, not to give up the man, spots. You know what I'm saying.
That's my passion, man. All the other shit, I legal walls full to paint with my homies every now and then, but my shit is the streets, and I just love to get it in, man. Highway spots and everything, do massive big letters and
try
to get it in, man, and move like a unit, you know what I'm saying, and we try to represent.
Well, you definitely get the point across. I must say, I was very, very impressed. The first time I actually met you may have been anywhere from 5 to 7 years ago. You guys came out to Brooklyn with a van, and it was loaded with fucking paint. And I was like, wow. We got to talking. Everything was great. And at the time, I had those big monster trains. Those things were great.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I haven't spoken to the guy that made them in a minute, but I kept telling him, keep making them, and then something happened.
Yeah, those
were
dope.
He was working, and that all went to hell. But I remember that night in Brooklyn. You know, you had a quite a setup of all stars, but you came and you had Reds with you. And I was very, very, very impressed with the way she painted. And she was so down to earth. The letters was beautifully organized. It was great. Other than the fact we had Duel, which I haven't seen in a minute before that. Duel was there. And
everybody came out, man. New York came out strong.
And your boy Tico.
He walked. Tico, man, my brother Tico.
How is Tico?
Man, he's doing good, man. He's a family man now, so he's laying low, but he'll be back. I'm proud of him, you know?
He'll be back.
That dude's a monster, man. That dude is, he's definitely one of the best.
He'll definitely be back. He had such a nice rhythm of painting. It was sort of robotic, so to speak, but I mean, just a free flow. Yeah, effortless. There you go. Free flow.
Crazy, man.
Effortless.
Crazy.
Yeah, you can't describe it any better than that. What do you... go ahead.
No, all these dudes, man, Ewok, Jick, I mean, Red, you know, all of them, they paint effortless, man. They're just fucking talented as fuck.
Yeah. Well, Ewok is where? I mean, because I seen him
I see. He's in New York. He's in New York.
He's in New York.
He's homies. He's 004.
Uh-huh.
So, we, you know, I got love for the dude. He's always supported us, and he's family, man.
Doesn't he have, every time we go down there. Didn't he have in the old line a color named after him?
Yeah. He walks Big Apple.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, he walks Big Apple. It's a dope color.
Yeah. Well, I love red, so I'm sold on any shade. I'm hoping it's not a green apple.
No, it's red. And Miss Red has her red as well, which is Miss Red's rule.
Absolutely. How about Abstract?
Abstract, man. That dude is so fucking talented, man. That dude, I'm his biggest fan, man. He's just an incredible artist. From the graph shit
to the abstract art. Yeah. I actually saw a bunch of his posts in Cuba. I mean, I always wanted to go to Cuba, and I think I missed the fucking plane because, from what I understand, they don't want to let anybody in anymore. Is that true?
That's it. But I went twice because of abs, and we fucked it up over there. The first time I went on a boat, so I was able to bring some pain in.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a little damage, nothing crazy. I was only there for about a day and a half.
Right.
And that dude is a superstar over there.
I could imagine.
Wherever you go, they know that motherfucker over there. He started a neighborhood like with some other dudes, and they got that shit popping over there, and the whole neighborhood is painted. And in the middle of the hood, the people come out, man. I feel at home when I'm over there. You know, I really enjoyed it, and Abs had a big, big part in that. And I went the second time.
Right.
And I took like 26 or 30 cans on the plane, and they took them shit. They found them. So, shit. I was limited to what I was able to paint.
Wow. And
I got a lot of tags in Havana.
I'm assuming that there's no paint stores out there.
No, not. They have some like Chinese paint that, you know, you can get your hands on.
Right.
But there's a couple homies over there that we're connected with that have some paint. So they took care of me. They gave me like some scraps and, you know, some shit that I was able to at least get off a couple, two letter, you know, fills. And I got like five or six spots, and then I just did a bunch of tagging all through Havana.
How is it? Explain it to me, because I used to actually travel to Miami a lot when I was, you know, out of college, high school, college years, at least 2-3 times. I loved it. And the thought of me going to Cuba was always interesting, because when I was in Miami, it was basically like little Cuba. And yeah. I always wanted to go. I knew people that originally lived there, and then they left when Fidel Castro took over. You know, I heard stories from their parents like that, how certain people used to, you know, have businesses. And, you know, when he came through, he just wiped everybody out. Money was worthless. And, you know, people just resorted to what he was giving away, which is kind of fucked up, you know. Could you imagine living in the United States and then one day you have to get online to get all your necessities?
It's sad. It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a great time, but I can understand why a lot of my homeboys and a lot of, you know, people that I was raised with won't go over there.
Right.
A lot of fucked up shit was done. A lot of people were killed, and it's a fucked up situation. I went with for a different reason. I went to paint and to get in, you know, to get it in with the people from Havana, the writers over there. And, I had a great fucking time, and they treat me like family over there, man. And, you know, me being from Miami, I'm not Cuban, but I was raised with Cubans my whole life. So it's Miami culture.
Well, yeah,
so
see, I put Cuba and Miami together because of the experience I had. It was really a nice place. The only beef I got with Miami, Florida in general, is the size of the mosquitoes, the size of the fucking rain. Like, one raindrop could practically paralyze you if you get blasted in the wrong spot. Well, in the right spot. And I remember I was on the highway, and it started coming down. We were going to a club. I'll never forget the name of the club. It was called The Squadron. And it started coming down that I literally stopped. I was like, how the fuck are you supposed to drive in this shit? You know, and yeah, the humidity. Like, the humidity, too, is fucking killer.
It's bad, man. But I'll tell you what, I'd rather be in that heat than shoveling snow, homie.
Yeah, see, that, listen, I got to agree with you on that.
You're used to that shit, but...
Yeah, oh, but you know what, man? I hate that shit now. I really do. And I actually moved out of the borough, so where I'm at, I get a lot of snow, but it's different. It's crisp. The air is crisp. It's clean. The snow over here is handled like the people that do snow removal where I live. I'm a little north of New York, you know, in New York. But the snow plows are fucking constant. And I actually bought an all-wheel drive car when I came out here. And I really didn't need it here. I need it when I commute to work because in Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan, the fucking snow is horrible. They got nowhere to put it, nowhere to push it. Then, you know, they send in the burners with the dump trucks and conveyor belts.
Forget about it. Slush and mud.
They try melting it. That, you know, like at the airports, what they do is they have this big conveyor belt, and then they got these big machines, these payloaders. They'll have dump trucks caught in the snow, and then you have this big thing. It's like a burner, and they just put the snow in this big bin, and it just turns it to water, and then it's drained into the water by the airports. So,
all right.
Still, they could do that 24/7. The snow's still shit piled everywhere. I mean, I remember my old block. It used to take me a day to dig my car out of the driveway. And then, you know, when you finally get your car out, the snowplow would come, and he always had the blade towards the right side of the street. So you would finish up, you know, plowing the snow either by hand or machine or whatever. And the fucking sanitation company would just fucking barricade your shit back in again. It was like a no-win situation. And then you would get people that needed to go somewhere, and they would park in your fucking driveway if it was clean. You know, it was just like a fucking rat race and a fuck fest in the snow. It's ridiculous, you know. But, you know, every part of the United States has their ups and downs. But I really couldn't get used to the humidity in Miami.
Yeah, it's no joke.
It's like you come out the shower and then you go out to the car.
You're sweating as soon as you come out the shower.
Yeah, absolutely.
You better have some good AC in your car, homie.
And I noticed everybody has tinted windows over there. If you have tinted windows over there in New York, they give you a fucking ticket.
They get you here, too. They get you here, too. But
oh, really?
I mean, part of the game. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I mean,
growing up, that was... Motherfuckers got the little meter they put on your window. I think it's like 20%. You have to have less or more than 20%. If not, they give you a ticket. But they chilled out with that. It's not like it used to be. I mean, if you... Probably when you're young and you got loud music and you shit, you know, and they pull you over. But now, I mean, I haven't been pulled over for tints fucking a lifetime.
I've had such a clean license, right? One month, I get pulled over on my bike. They had like some sting operation on motorcycles, right? I get pulled over on my bike, and then I see another guy get pulled over. Then I'm looking up towards the next exit, and I saw one guy get by, and then I saw the cops jump out and grab him. This was on the Bronx River Parkway. I wound up getting a fucking ticket for whitelining. I got a big, fat Harley Davidson. Who the fuck is whitelining with a fat Harley Davidson? It's a Road King. It's the size of a fucking Volkswagen Rabbit. You know, and I went to fight it. I took pictures of the bike and, you know, I said that, you know, that wasn't true. It was part of, you know, the city needing money, whatever, whatever. And the judge looks at the cop and says, is this true? And the cop was like, yeah. So I'm thinking I'm going to get over. Right. The judge looks at me and she's like, well, you could afford the ticket. Boom. $140. I was like, what? I was like, fuck you. And I left, right? 2 weeks later, exactly 2 weeks later, I'm on the Triborough Bridge. I'm going into Astoria. I get off at 31st. I make the left under the L where you're not supposed to, but I was following a truck that I was working with. And lo and behold, I got a ticket, right? I forgot how much that one was, 100 and change. Then, this is all within a year. Then, 2 weeks after that, I'm on my bike, and I got a diner. Things are rocket. And I had a full face on. It was hot. So when I get off, I lift up the lid, the visor. And I have glasses on. So I ride, whatever. I go pull over to this store to get a cup of coffee. And the cop, like, blocks me in. And I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? And he was like, let me see your license registration. And I was like, no, my bike is off. And he was like, no, let me see your license registration. You're not allowed to wear your visor like that. I'm like, what? I'm like, I got glasses underneath. So I didn't want to fight with the guy because he was the asshole that gave me the ticket 2 weeks ago for making the left. Do you believe that shit? So I wound up with another fucking ticket. And I was like, wow, my fucking license was clean forever. And now this guy nailed me for two, and then the other one. So you can't win.
Over here, you don't even got to ride with a helmet on.
Well, yeah, I know, but I don't know. Do you ride?
No, I don't ride. I don't fuck with them things. I love them.
Well, me personally, I've rode out in no helmet states, and the actual law is if your plate's from New York, you need to wear a helmet no matter what state you're in. But I've ridden in Connecticut, and I actually took it off, and I really didn't feel comfortable. You know, I've seen a lot of crazy accidents on bikes. You know, you need your helmet. I mean, it can save your life.
Yeah, it'll save your life. It's true, man.
You know, how people ride. I've seen people in Florida with no glasses, no helmets.
Yeah, it's like, I hear these motherfuckers go riding sandals.
Yeah, they're fucking nuts. Oh, man, I feel bad when they scrape their feet.
Yo, they close down the highway. They fucking, everybody's standing on their shit. In the I-95, they shut it down with hundreds of bikes. It's crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
No, I know. I see the videos on YouTube.
that bike life shit over here is serious.
Yeah, they crazy, man. But back to the paint. What's the excitement over there with the freight action? I know the streets. I know you got the streets. I see you doing your thing on the freights. It's like, is
the
it hard?
The freight game over here is a little different.
Okay.
The freight game, you know, this shit is a dead end over here. So we don't have many lines like they do in other places. And over here, it's hard, but that's what makes it fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it fun. I don't know. I'm not a big freight nerd. I get them in whenever I can, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't bench. I don't do none of that shit. I just, whenever I want to go get one, I get it, you know, and take my picture and keep it moving. But it's fun, man. I started painting freights in the late 90s. I was young as fuck, didn't really know what I was doing. But I had a spot where I was getting it in at, and I ended up getting cased up when I was young. I was already an adult, but I got hit in the head. They hit me with a shitload of felonies, and gang unit got me, and it was bad, man. That was fucking, so straight, the charges ain't no joke.
Really?
But there's a lot of dudes over here that get it in, man. My homie June, Smash, those dudes have been doing it forever. Those dudes get busy, you know?
Yeah, oh, I've ran into plenty of Smash cars through my adventures as well.
Yeah,
he's nice. Yo, the dude's nice. But over here,
my homie Tank as well. Tank is really dope. He gets a lot of freights in as well.
Yeah, but the spots are hard to find.
They are, and they're very, like, you don't put nobody onto those spots, you know. They're very limited. They're there, but the cars are limited.
Right. You know how many times I've seen them alongside 95? I wanted to pull over, and I was like, nah.
Yeah, those are more Broward.
Right.
That's a spot in Broward that it gets, that spot's kind of heated.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard too when you got to like leave your car on the fucking expressway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's ways around it. You could do it, but that spot's heated, and a lot of people have gotten roped there and shit.
Yeah, the last time I was there, we actually went to this fucking, I don't know, it was some type of cement company, and they had a whole bunch of fucking garbage gondolas. And
you're talking about rock cars.
Rock cars,
right?
We call them garbage trucks.
The short ones?
Yeah. We call them yeah. We call them coal cars. We call them garbage cars.
Yeah, same shit.
Yeah, all that.
You put little rocks in there.
Yeah. So we go.
We have a lot of those.
We go fucking, there's nowhere to park. It's fucking junkies were all over the place.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, man, this is fucking worse than the city. And
because a lot of people think of Miami and they don't
yeah,
know
this
the
is
city.
The outskirts, you know. So we wind
that's,
up
it's real, that's real Miami.
Yep. So, we wound up pulling into somebody's fucking driveway that the house was abandoned. And it was the very last house by the wall. We were like, fuck it. We just jumped over the guy's fucking wall. But as we go in there, there's a bunch of kids fucking playing. It was like fucking hilarious. I was like, damn, well, their parents got to be somewhere. But we just fucking did our thing, got back in the car. We drove, you know, drove off, and we went back to the hotel. And then the next day, you know, back to painting. And it was fun. I got to say, it was fun. But I was like, shit, man. You know.
Those come a little easier than the boxcars.
Oh, I'm sure. We couldn't find
what's
any.
What's cool about those is those cars, they get benched, like, through the city. So, like, there's cars I see all the fucking time when I'm out there. You know what I'm saying? Every time I'm driving around the train, boom, you see those rock cars. So a lot of people see them in the city. So it's kind of like a moving wall through the city. It's kind of cool.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Those definitely get benched a lot in the city.
Yeah. See, I had my few little spots, but now, you know, I'm a bit of a distance away, and it's like I really don't want to, like, waste so much time and then to get home, and, you know, it's, I don't know. Plus, you know.
I like it, man. I like the freights and the fun, man, but the streets is where my heart's at, man. The streets.
Yeah. Listen, I know the streets. I mean, back in the day, I killed the streets. I loved it. You know, we just did stompers, you know, pretty much the stompers you're doing now, we were doing back in the late 80s and 90s. And, you know, sometimes I pass by the neighborhood and I'm like, well, I remember I used to have that spot. And then I'm saying to myself, you can't even do that spot anymore, even if you wanted to. You know,
it changes.
Yeah, it does. Well, you know what it is, too? There's video cameras everywhere. People with iPhones snapping pictures, calling the cops. And, you know, before.
I don't trust not even the bums.
Shit.
I tell everybody, I don't even trust the bums.
Yeah, we used to go to one spot, right, out in Jersey. They used to be this fucking bum under an overpass. And, we used to throw him $20, and he would look out, make sure nobody came in.
Yeah.
Right, never
now
bad.
All these motherfuckers even got phones, city phones and shit, huh?
Yeah. Right, go figure. Go figure. Shit, I work for a living. Maybe I should try the other side. Just fucking put on a pair of fucking overalls, you know, hop the fucking freights, go from state to state. Maybe
that's
I'll
it.
Make
like
more money. Yeah. Yeah. You know, not for nothing, I got this movie, right? It's called Who is Bozo Texino? My brother Zipperism sent it to me for my birthday, right? I started watching it. This fucking thing is so phenomenal. And there is a guy in the beginning part of the movie that explains the difference between a bum and a hobo. And if you call that hobo a bum, they will light you up. They will light you up. And
yeah, it's just a culture.
Yeah, it is. It's a fucking lifestyle, man. I mean, especially down south, you know. But that movie is phenomenal. And my brother Coop turned me on to that shit. Who is Bozo, like Bozo the Clown?
Mm-hmm.
Texino. Like Texas, but Texino.
And it's about the hobos on the trains and all that shit?
Yeah, and it basically, they're the ones that started the moniker.
Monikers, yeah.
And the story's amazing. It's a movie that you watch over and over and over again, and you learn more and more about the culture. And then, you know, like definitely today, incredible. You know, today the moniker is well-respected. I've gained a shitload of respect for the moniker, the bencher, you know, because there are rules. You know, I'm a New Yorker. I'm a bit naive, you know, and I didn't really respect the rules. But now it's all about just getting along and sharing the line and, you know, trying to keep the shit rolling.
These motherfuckers are serious about that shit. They don't want people painting. And I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, I paint whatever the fuck I want to paint. But
yeah, I agree with you on that. Look, if you don't own the fucking property, it's not really yours. I understand if you have a spot.
If you want to hold it down, you can hold it down. But you gotta really come right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, believe me. I had my fair shares of run-ins with certain people. But look, you know, graffiti to me in New York City, it never lasted. If you wanted a spot, you had to take it. The freights, yeah. There's so many fucking boxcars and fucking all types of freight trains fucking pushing along. There's plenty of places to paint. You know, shit happens. You're in the dark. You don't know. You know, if there's something
faded. That's how I feel about graffiti in general at this point in my life, man. I just paint. I don't fuck with nobody. I don't disrespect nobody. Just don't fuck with me.
That's fair.
I enjoy myself. I do it for the love of the game. I love graffiti. Just don't get in my way, man.
That's it. Bottom line. So what's next? What's going on business-wise, show-wise? Any big events coming up? Other than not being,
yeah, man, we got the anniversary coming. We have the 15th anniversary coming.
Nice.
I gotta check the dates, but it's in September.
Great.
My brother E is gonna throw a big jam, and we got Kate Slate, Dez coming.
So look at that.
Yeah, it's gonna be dope, man. We also got some other cats from New York coming out. Let me look at the flyer before I say names that, you know.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Get it out.
But it's going to be really dope, man. It's going to be really dope. And, we do an anniversary every year. We had Fat Joe a couple years ago come out and paint.
Nice.
You know, we always do different shit, bring out different performers. And we don't charge, no. You know, we do this shit on the house. My boy E funds this whole shit from his pocket.
Right.
And, you know, he does it for the love of this game, man.
Wow. That's great. See, that's what I like to hear. It's, you know, making money is great. But, you know, like, you know, the sales of canvases and shit like that, you know, when people start charging above and beyond, it's not that I don't respect what they're doing. I mean, good for them that they get it. But to me, it sort of changes the value of the game, you know. But hey, to each his own, you know.
I mean, there's a place for it, and a time and a place for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sell my shit. Of course, it's all reasonable. I sell it, and it depends who it's for. You know,
right?
There's a lot of, it depends who it's for. A lot of cats, I'm not going to charge them. You know what I mean? Like it depends. If it's just a fan, if it's just a civilian. You know, it's not part of our culture. They got to pay a little more. Just the way it goes.
But, you know what? That's a good bylaw to go by. I agree with that. Argument's sake, I mean, I only sell 8x10s, and I sell them cheap. You know, I get very flattered and honored when someone buys a canvas. You know, I'll throw in a sticker pack. I try to do the right thing by everybody. You know, I'll even throw in a sticker pack with people's stickers, you know, just to, you know, spread the name out,
yeah,
you know.
Sure.
But I got to say, I did a canvas. It was a nice size canvas, right? And this girl, Rebecca, she's the sister of Angel Duster from Corona, which passed away many years ago. He was one of my idols from the neighborhood. And she DMs me and she's like, "Hey, Al, I really like that canvas. You know, how much are you selling it for?" And I'm saying to myself, here's this girl asking me. Her brother was Angel Duster. from the same we were from the same neighborhood, and I was like, "You really want the canvas? It's yours." She was like, "I'll replace the canvas." I was like, "Whatever." So this was going on for quite a few months, and her daughter-in-law, which is married to one of my boys that I used to work with like 15, 20 years ago, that wound up being her daughter, which I never knew. It was insane. I actually got to drop off the canvas on Monday after a couple of months trying to figure out when was a good time, and I just gave it to her. You know,
that's dope.
I like feeling the love, so to speak, when someone wants something, and you know, she was like, you know, but I really can't afford much to spend on a canvas. I was like, fuck that, man. She ain't spending nothing. I really didn't even want to take the canvas in return, but her daughter just, you know, bloop, and I was like, and
yeah,
I took
when it's
it.
Situations like that, man.
Yeah, and
know,
I, you know, it's great.
I got a dope collection, and most of the shit that I have, I like 97% of it have been gifted to me by all different writers and that are my homies. Mm-hmm. Shit that I would never fucking sell. Shit that I, you know, I got up
shit.
In my room and my house. And, I
got milk crates as well. When I used to do my show in Queens at All the Right, I used to bring canvases. And every time I had someone on the show, I would have them do something quick, whether they filled it in with colors or just an outline or whatever it was. I put all those canvases in a milk crate. I have a shitload of milk crates in my attic. And basically, I gave them to my daughter because she was into it and... You know, I was like, "All right."
Did your daughter come out with you?
No. She when you were in Brooklyn, my daughter was with me. Not in Florida.
Yeah, I think I met her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is now that I do all these, you know, cell phone calls, I don't get that anymore. Not that I, you know, I would love it. You know, I would definitely love, excuse me, getting canvases from everybody. But now doing it through the cell, I sort of gave that away, but I've gained people like yourself in Florida, you know, people all over the place, Minnesota, Utah, Arizona, you know, people that I interview that it's like, holy shit, this guy lives over there. Philly, the guys from Philly, they're phenomenal. Maine. New England in general, you know, everybody is pretty supportive with this, and I've been trying to get you for a minute, and then I reached out to you. I'm like, you know what, fuck this. I keep telling them soon I'm gonna hit you up, and you always said yeah, man, no problem. And I'm glad you actually accepted, because I was like, all right, I'm trying to spread it all over the place. And a couple of weeks ago I had Atomic, you know, one of Miami's greatest as well. And I was so honored to actually get him, like I am you. You, I know you're very busy. I saw it the day I walked into the store. And you were just a humble guy. You know, you were talking to everybody. Everybody was, you know, walking up to you like family. And I actually felt the same way. You know, we talked, we said what's up, and you know, I knew you were busy, and I believe I even asked you, yo, you want to go paint? You're like, oh man, I'm kind of stuck here. So, but you know, we picked up some of those colors. Like I said, the colors were phenomenal. I got to check out the website and
listen, you know what I'm saying? The mops, the fucking markers, scribes. I mean, man.
You have a whole fucking variety.
Yeah, man. Listen, my dog is on top of his game. He has brought. The thing is that this shit is. This brand is. It's a small brand, and it's by writers for writers. Like, this is we sit there and we fucking make sure shit is right, you know, and cheap and affordable.
Well, listen, you did well by doing what you do, because listen, when I'm on Instagram and people get a fucking delivery of your paint, they post it. And it's like, all right, I know this guy's from this neighborhood. I know this guy lives by me. You know, I know this guy is from Cali. I know this guy's from fucking Florida, obviously, but they're still posting the shit. And it's a great feeling because I've seen paint companies come out and go full force on Instagram, and then they're gone.
Yeah, yeah. It's not an easy business.
No, it's not.
It's not
and
an easy business.
To be honest with you, I have some Evolve paint in my garage that I didn't use. Has age on it. The labels are like red and yellow and orange.
Yeah, was those that are the, old. Those just are like 10 years. That's the first run.
That is right, because I got them. They look so pretty that I actually kept like a fucking crate of paint.
That's dope. That's the first run, the red and yellow cans.
And I remember it had to be 10 plus years. So that was the first run, right? And that paint was great too. And you had
that
some.
One had, you know, that one had issues.
Well, listen.
And a lot of people bashed it. But it was the beginning. It was the beginning.
I didn't.
And listen.
I didn't bash it. I thought the you had like, I don't even know how you would describe it, like these brownish tones.
Oh, those browns were dope.
Dude. Oh, shit, man. Yo, you couldn't get a better fucking color. In any shade that you got, you couldn't get better than that.
You know what's crazy? Those browns out of that first batch, I think those were the colors that lasted the longest. Like, a lot of people didn't use them, but those colors were really dope.
Well, I got some, man. And if I make it out to Art Basel, I'll actually pack one with me and give it back to you. Because that shit is cool.
Listen, he has, the fucking guy has he collects everything. So he has the whole line, everything, you know, saved from the first, you know.
Oh,
his baby.
I'm sure
he's
does.
His fucking baby. And I'm proud of him, man. Listen, that's what he does for us and for the game over here. He's underappreciated, you know.
Well, but, I actually spoke to him on the phone. He's the one that...
Yeah, you got him.
Right, that you hooked me up. I spoke to him, and he wanted a few books, a few more trains, and... Yeah, nah, good people. Good people.
Yeah, that's fine. He's 004. He's the dude that created 004 and Evolve. And we just all have a brotherhood, you know, so we support him to the fullest.
Well, I don't blame you. I really don't. I mean, especially when you love the game itself, you know, and then your boys are like your brothers. Your family always stands behind one another. And that's what you do.
We got each other back 100%.
Yes, you do.
We support each other no matter what, you know.
That's great. That's really great. You got that flyer? Did you pull that flyer out with the name? You can't find it? Ah, it's all right. Listen, you send me the flyer at any given time beforehand, and I'll be sure to bounce it on the mic on the show. And
dope.
I'll definitely tag you to it. If you give it to me in a month in advance, I'll shout it out the whole entire month till the day the show goes.
All right, that'll be dope, man.
That I will do for you, my brother.
It's going to be really dope. Every you know, we always try to do something big for the anniversary.
Yeah, well, listen, whether it's big or small, it's the heart that matters, that, you know, the time and effort put into it. I'm sure you guys have a great time.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing.
I mean,
if you can make it out one of these, it'll be dope, man. It's like, those events are way different than Basel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you.
You know?
Listen, Basel is more like... everybody coming through from, you know, New York and Georgia and wherever they come from. But when it's something personal like that with the brothers, it's, you know, it's a family event. And
you know what's great is that listen, we you know, those like from Basel, we have a lot of relationships that just me and you, you know.
Absolutely.
All the dudes from New York that I'm down with, you know. So Basel's done a lot for that and for the culture, for everybody getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's a love hate, you know? It's a love hate with it.
Yeah,
but
overall, you know what? I've noticed you do have a lot of New York people that come through to you. And
crazy.
You return it.
New York is crazy.
You know, you return it by coming to New York with that van full of fucking paint.
Hell yeah.
You know,
we go to New York, we get busy, we you know, my homie over there, good dude, you know, fucks with us heavy. To the X homies, Deck has always been a great host. My brother G, there's a lot of guys over there that show us a lot of love, man.
Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, you're well respected in New York. I could tell you that, and I'm sure you're well aware of it. And that's a good sign, because you know what? I'm not going to get into paint companies, but I met a few guys from a company that I actually like the paint. But let me tell you, what a bunch of fucking cocksuckers. You know?
Yeah, man. It's
like,
different,
fuck
brother.
You.
Different.
Listen, the web has plenty of paint. I don't need your shit.
Exactly.
You know?
Listen, I don't give a fuck if you use our paint or not. If I'm cool with you, I'm cool with you. There's no bitch shit going on. You know, it ain't none of that. We're just some real motherfuckers that produce paint. Yeah. And if you like it and you rock it, great. You know what I mean?
Beautiful, right.
That ain't going to change the relationship. We're not going to be like, oh, use our paint. No, hey, if you don't want to use it, fine.
Yep.
There's no issues with that. Yeah. We move differently, man. We're a lot of these companies, I don't even want to get into that, but a lot of the other companies.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. What I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying. And if those people are listening, you're still cocksuckers, and that's the bottom line. That's just the way it is, man. Look, I know for a fact, if I fly into Miami International and I come over to you and call you, listen, I'll be there, whatever, whatever. I know the door will be open. I know I'll have any choice possible available to me without that, fuck, this motherfucker's coming.
Exactly.
I want to leave. I know how you are over there. And like I said, I thought it was very family oriented in there. And I seen how many people were going in and out of the store. I was blown away. I really was.
Yeah, man. Listen, every now and then somebody gets out of pocket and got to get fucked up, but that's just the nature of the beast, you know? That's just the business of graffiti. You always got some cocksuckers that want to, you know, come in and try to rack or write on your wall or do some dumb shit. But you know,
and that's very stupid. That's very stupid, especially with the background that store has. How stupid are they, man?
But for the most part, man, listen, everybody shows love, and we show love back, and that's what it's all about, man. We're too old to be with that bitch shit and that back and forth.
Yeah,
and that, you know,
I agree.
100%. That internet shit, like.
Well, there's a lot of internet thugs. That I gotta say. I mean,
yeah, that shit's crazy.
Do they ever come out? No, I don't think so.
Listen, on my IG, I don't even. That shit don't even, like, I'd never, you know, knock on wood. I don't get into that. My shit is short and sweet. No back and forth. You know, just the way I move in real life. I'm going to post my shit, and that's it. I'm not into all that nonsense. It doesn't make sense, man. It doesn't make sense.
No, I don't. Life's too short, man. People,
man.
I've been saying it a lot lately. People need to stop and smell the fucking roses, you know? Take a deep breath of air. Just enjoy life and take every day as a fucking gift. Because you know what?
That's it.
We're not guaranteed tomorrow.
Nope.
No one is.
You're not guaranteed fucking an hour from now.
Nope, absolutely not. I mean, that's the point of life. People really need to stop worrying about what other people are doing. They need to move on and just enjoy everything. You know, just live life to the fullest, because how many people have you known that passed way too soon?
Every day.
It's fucking crazy.
That's why my crew, we big up each other. We support each other. When somebody's selling some shit, everybody posts it. And this is not something that we talk about. This is just natural, organic. Everybody just backs each other, supports each other. You know what I'm saying? And it just makes us strong as a unit.
And that's a great thing. That really is. Because you know how many people in New York who say, yeah, and then they won't even purchase anything, or they talk shit behind your back. I mean, that's everywhere. But, you know, to have people, especially your crew, back each other without say
the definition of a crew.
There you go.
A crew exactly. It's supposed to be.
That's exactly what I was getting at.
Listen, Alski, I've been asked to be in fucking a lot of crews. crews I've looked up to my whole life, you know, growing up. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not family with you, I can't be in a crew with you. That's just the way it goes, you know?
Well, that's the way it should be.
If I'm repping your number or your letters, it's got to be a brotherhood, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the way it should be. You know, but it is what it is, man.
That's it.
And that's all she wrote. So make sure you get back to me with that. You want to give any shout-outs? I know you're kind of busy. I don't want to keep you too long.
Yeah, man. I want to shout out the whole 004 clique, everybody. My homeboy, Meps, which is a fucking monster. That dude.
Yes, he is.
Yo, that dude. That's the only dude that I never got to tell him, yo, let's go get it. He's always ready. And that's why we've done the damage we've done together, because the dude is a problem, and he's always ready to go.
And that's the
Red,
way it is.
Fucking incredible. My brother, Tessel. I don't know if you know Tessel, but that dude is a beast. That guy will climb fucking anything, paint anything. He's a true, true bomber. Everybody shine. Toxic. I know I'm going to forget a bunch of motherfuckers, and they're going to bitch at me.
It always happens.
My brother E, which is the creator of 004, and my boy June, Dade Ware, all the Dade Ware homies, Smash, Tank, Mondone, and there's just so many. There's too many.
Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Just let it flow out.
There's too many to fucking name. Unique, Tico, my brother Tico, Morals. Let me see who else. Who else am I missing? I'm missing a lot of people.
Man, the whole 004 crew, man. That happens.
The whole 004 crew.
But what are you gonna do? Whoever you missed, make sure you come back on the show and write it down. That's the best you can
definitely.
Do. But I will make a 99.9% effort to get to Basil, or however you pronounce it.
Whatever the fuck.
I would love to come see the new spot and just shoot the shit. Hopefully paint.
Come through, man.
But,
Yeah, definitely.
Verse 004.
We got a big back lot. You can paint there.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah, maybe I'll snatch you up and we'll go hit some fucking boxcars.
Whatever you want to do, brother.
Yo, you know me. I'm down, baby. I'm down.
I'll host you. We'll go get it. Wherever you want to get it.
That's what's up.
Streets, whatever.
That's what's up. Hey, I'm down for both.
Sure.
Well, everybody, thank you for listening in. Shout out to my brother first.
Shout out to my brother Joe, too, from Colorado.
There you go.
Joe, he's a bad motherfucker, too. He's 004.
Well, 004 in the house today and every day. Check us out on the Alski Show. Don't miss it. Miami's own. Verse 004. Congratulations and happy 15th anniversary to you and the fellas. If there's anything I could do, please just let me know. You know me, I'm always down. My number's still the same, just like yours.
No doubt. Thank you, Alski.
You got it, man. Take care of yourself, and we will talk soon.
All right, homie.
All right. Be good. Be safe. Once again, everybody, check out the Alski Show, Anchor FM. My boy, Verse 004, if you're in Miami, look him up. Check out the store, Evolve Paint. Anchor to tell you the new line. Listen into the show and you'll get the name yourself. And we out.